This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, last one, guys. Some unfortunate news this week. Former All-Pro running back Adrian Peterson was arrested in Texas for a DWI and unlawful weapon charge. It's crazy to think, though, he was actually a former Detroit Lion. Which player that was a former Lion, to this day you still can't believe, wore the Honolulu blue and silver? Please do not rattle off a bunch of names. We know there are a lot of them. Just give me one that sticks out to you the most.
Dante Culpepper. I can't believe he was the Lions quarterback for 13 games, over spanning 2 years. That guy tortured us. And by the time we got him, he was a shell of what he was. Dante Culpepper's my number one guy.
That's a strong one, Ken. You're right. There's a million of them. I'll give you one. 16 years in a league. Almost half of those were spent as a Pro Bowl player. A few of those were All-Pro first team. 125 and a half career sacks. None with the Lions in the 5 games he played with them, but it's Dwight Freeney.
Wow, that's a good one, man.
Remember Dwight Freeney? Yes. Played for Lions. He finished his career as a Lion.
Wow, that's a good one. All right, I'll give you another one that ended his career as a Lion. Do you guys remember a player by the name of John Jansen? Doug, you may have. Because your knowledge of Michigan football, he went to Michigan. I don't know if you knew that, Doug.
Yeah, I remember it.
Most associate him with playing with the Washington Redskins at the time, but his last year in the NFL, he was actually a Detroit Lion. That's right, John Jansen. Crazy to think about. Seriously, though, in the 1999 NFL draft, I really wanted the Lions to draft him, but they took Aaron Gibson instead and out of Wisconsin. We know how that ended up. And the Jansen fella, where has he been?
Yeah, and there it is. That concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy. I just want to revisit something from the Blitz thingy there.
Yeah.
The last question was about Adrian Peterson, who's kind of hard to believe he was a former Lion, who's somebody you can't believe was a Lion.
Do you want to read the last sentence of the question?
Sure. The last sentence, wrote? Yeah. It's crazy to think he was a former Detroit Lion. Which player was a former Lion? I deleted that part because I didn't think he'd read it on the air. I thought that was just for us.
You read it.
Yeah.
Please do not rattle off a bunch of names. Just give me the one that sticks out to you the most, which I thought was a direct shot at me, which is fine. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I went with Dante Culpepper. You?
Dwight Freeney.
Kang went with John Jansen, kind of joking. Kang, tell the people what just happened back there.
Yeah, we're getting texts and calls that say, I can't believe you forgot somebody. Or you forgot this guy. We only named one person each that stuck out to us. I'm sure we forgot a lot of people.
Got a bunch of them.
It's one thing to say, this would be my guy. Or this would be the guy I can't believe. And feel free. We'd like to know who's somebody that you
participate. I think this is a good topic. I'm dying to hear the names.
Was a Detroit Lion, 248-539-9797.
I couldn't wait to hear what you were going to say and what Kang was going to say. Because, yes, there are a bunch of them. And I want to hear another name aside from the one that I was going to throw out, I knew that we were going to hear other names.
You brought one up during the break that I completely forgot about.
Henry Thomas.
Yeah.
defensive tackle from the Vikings in the 90s, who was an outstanding defensive tackle. Spent 2 years with the Lions and actually had his highest sack total of his career with the Lions. He had 10.5 sacks in 1995. He was, I think that was the Scott Mitchell really good year, the 32 touchdown pass year. Henry Thomas was great.
Damn, I don't even remember Henry Thomas. I feel like
I forgot about him.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's real. Wow. That's a good one, Gator. I thought your Freeney one was good.
I'm pretty proud of the Freeney one.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting texts, of course.
He did play for the Lions. Yeah, 5 games.
Yep.
I mean, first one that came was TJ Lang.
Right.
Someone texted that.
Yeah, that is another one. I like it.
Anquan Boldin.
Yep.
Reggie Bush. I think we all kind of remember Reggie, though. But it's surreal to think that
he was there. It's like Chris Chelios is a Red Wing. I was like, what? Paul Coffey was a Red Wing. What? Wendell Clark was a Red Wing. I got a bunch of Red Wings, but the Lions ones, which we're talking about, there's some great names out there, man.
There really are. So if you want to participate, who would you put in the category of, I really can't believe at one point this guy was a Detroit Lion? The Dante Culpepper thing, I remember thinking he was like some sort of new age quarterback, like it was a little bit different back then, and the Lions could never tackle him. They could never stop him.
He was a mountain. The guy was, you could not take him down.
And
he had a cannon for an arm.
And then he ended up as a Lion.
Yeah. At the end when it didn't matter, but yeah.
And I was like, well, this is weird. And he was a shell of himself.
Can't believe Ndamukong Suh was a Lion.
Well, it's funny, is part of that, I was tempted to say Barry Sanders because we were so fortunate to see Barry Sanders. I can't believe that we got to see Barry Sanders. But
he didn't play anywhere else either.
No, he didn't. Which actually, there's a purity to that. I still will appreciate to this day, even though I wish he didn't walk away from the game when he did. But yeah, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Marvin in Birmingham here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Marvin.
Hey guys, a two-parter if it's possible. Hey, Desmond Howard, back in the what? Yeah, I think he was at the tail end of his career. I thought that might be a good one.
Yep, it's definitely a good one.
I think he was at the tail end. His claim to fame was with I forgot what team.
Well, he won
a Super Bowl MVP
with Green Bay.
Yeah.
He was a Detroit Lion for his last 2 years, 2000 and 2001. He caught it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A total of 12 passes as a Lion.
Nobody's going to believe this, but at the time, I remember he was here. And I said, you know what? That guy's going to be on the air when his career's over, and we should hire him.
Oh.
I was trying to get him to hire. I was hoping we'd hire him here at the Ticket.
Look at that.
He had other plans. Apparently, Eddie in Fresno, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Love the show.
Thank you.
Big Michigan fan out here in California.
Sweet.
Love Jim Harbaugh. Love the Wolverines. I can't believe Jim Harbaugh was a Detroit Lion. And I saw an interesting stat the other day. I don't know if it's true or not. Jim Harbaugh has more rushing yards than Bo Jackson.
Okay, Jim Harbaugh was not a Detroit Lion.
I believe he was.
You are incorrect. He was not a Detroit Lion. He played with Chicago, Indianapolis, Baltimore, and San Diego.
So his Wikipedia page says he spent the 2021 season with the Detroit Lions, but there's a little asterisk next to it, and it says off-season and or practice squad member only. So he never got into a game, but he at one point was on their roster, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
and I did see that.
My book, guys.
Yeah, I did see that stat. I'm gonna have to double check it. His career rushing.
His career rushing yards.
2,787. Do you have Bo Jackson's?
I can't. I can. Yes.
Okay.
Just 1 second. Sorry.
Because I saw that too, and I haven't had a chance to go verify it. But
Bo Jackson, how great was Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson was unbelievable.
Yeah, because Bo Jackson didn't play long. He played four years and had a total of 2,782.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh ran for 5 more yards than Bo Jackson.
Wow.
Insane, right?
Yeah, pretty insane. What I saw something recently about Bo Jackson. It was Harold Reynolds talking about Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what's the greatest thing you've seen athletically? And he goes, I'll tell you. Bo Jackson, he goes, one time I'm taking batting practice where I'm playing with Seattle. And here's Bo from the other team. I think at the time he was playing with Kansas City. And he says, Bo comes up and he starts talking to me. And he says, get out of the cage because he wanted to take some extra BP. And I'm like, whoa, what are you, a switch hitter? Now get out of here. And so Harold Reynolds basically challenged him. He said, what are you, a switch hitter? And Bo says, I'll show you. Bo hits left-handed. Harold Reynolds said Bo Jackson hit a ball in the fifth deck of the Kingdom, left-handed. And he walked out of the cage and says, Bo knows hitting, and
wow.
Left. Something to that effect. I'm probably totally butchering the story, but I just saw this the other day. Bo Jackson stories are legendary.
I saw Bo Jackson throw out a runner at home plate from third base on a base hit to left. It was a base hit. He fielded it and threw the runner out at home who was trying to score from third.
Like, let alone the 300-foot throws that he would make to throw guys out.
The runner was on third. It was a base hit to left. He threw him out at home.
Crazy.
Dave in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
What's
First
up?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to the Detroit Lion. Can't believe he was a Detroit Lion. Pat Swillard.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, prior to coming to Detroit, he was a 1-2-3-4-time Pro Bowler. Right. He was like first team AP all pro, defensive player of the year 1 year, came to the Lions. His first year with the Lions, he was actually a Pro Bowl player with the Lions, despite only having 6.5 sacks, followed that up with 3.5 sacks, left the Lions, and then had 13 with Oakland the next year.
Right, right.
And of course, the Lions gave up the first round pick, which the Saints turned into Willie Rofe, which turned into,
that era's Penny
Amazing
Sewell. Barry in Detroit, you're next. Hi, Barry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's
Great
up?
Show.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I think he stunk up the place, too. Jeff Garcia, bro. Oh, my God.
We just talked about Jeff Garcia off the air last week, right, Kang? You, me, and Evan were talking about it. Yeah, Jeff Garcia spent 1 year with the Lions in 2005. He went 1-4 as a starter with that team. He was terrible. Here's a true story. So I was doing, I was hosting the morning show at the time with John Lund late in that year. And Mark Spindler and John Lund had hosted the show together for a while. And they had Garcia on. And Garcia started off by saying, I heard what you said about me. You said I was a terrible quarterback. And John Lund said, yeah, I did. Because... that's what comes. People say you're a terrible practice quarterback, and Garcia had no comeback for it because he just wanted to confront him about it. But John's like, "Yeah, you're a terrible quarterback," and he was terrible for the Lions.
What was his record?
He was 1-4 with the Lions.
One of us was at the one. I went to the game in Cleveland. He won 13-10.
You went to the game.
I was at the game in Cleveland.
Why were you at the game in Cleveland in 2005?
Why weren't you? Hello.
Well, I was doing the morning show Well, yeah, at the end of the year.
You could have.
2005 was a
crazy. Because our buddy Keith had tickets to that game, and I took my then, like, well, what year was it? 2005, my 3 or 4 year old son, depending on when the season the game was. I think it was 4.
That's a mistake.
Took my 4 year old son to that game.
Stay for the whole game?
Stayed for the whole game. Keith didn't.
Oh.
Keith got ejected. True story.
What? For what?
They cut off beer sales at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
But they have a little area where you can stay and drink.
Yeah.
But you can't take them back to your seat.
Gotcha. Sure.
If you try to take them back to the seat, you get ejected.
Not pour it out, sir, but you get ejected. Did he get lippy? Was he?
I don't know what happened. All I know is that he was gone for a long time, and then he came back in because somebody gave him a ticket stub, and he weaseled his way back in.
Yeah, but Garcia was 12-4.
Probably shouldn't use his real name on the air. We'll use the name Keith to protect his identity. A couple more of these, Kang.
Yeah, last few we're going to take a test to wrap this thing up. Danny Amendola, remember that, guys?
Wow. Yeah.
I don't.
See? Yeah.
Very vaguely, yeah.
Larry Foote.
You remember Larry Foote? Yeah, another guy who came in and did shows with us.
Yep.
Haloti Ngata. Yeah, that happened. That happened.
Yeah,
for sure.
It did.
Yep. LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount was good for the Lions.
John Kitna.
John Kitna.
Yeah.
Look at here. I could drink a quart of vodka and take care of John Kitna.
Azakim, Stoney Case.
Guys, I can't believe it. They were actually Detroit Lions. All right, let's get to some trade deadline stuff next hour, 11:20. We'll have the latest. In the meantime, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That coming up here on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become. when you put imagination to work at canva.com.